All right, on this Friday the 13th, music from the cinematic classic Friday the 13th. But you know what's really scary? Really scary. There's a terrific African-American artist named Jacob Lawrence. And a whole lot of people don't know anything about Jacob Lawrence. And we are going to address that very serious problem. He is one of the most important and renowned artists of the 20th century. His paintings and prints offer rich portrayals of Black life, including his famed Migration series, which captured the mass migration of African Americans from the South to the North and Western U.S. after the First World War, and his Toussaint Louverture series about the famed leader of the Haitian slave revolt. So now, 50 of Jacob Lawrence's paintings and prints are on display at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, celebrating what would have been Mr. Lawrence's 100th birthday. Charles Bethay joins me now to talk about this exhibition. He's the chief curator and director of collections and exhibitions at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Charles, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
So this is a treasure trove here. He's a really important artist, and you've got 50 works all assembled in the same place.
We do. It's absolutely gorgeous, so if I must say so myself. One of the things that I like about this show, it gives an opportunity for folks who don't know a lot about Jacob Lawrence, which I would say is probably more people out there who do know about him than don't. But today is a good day to learn more about him and know that the Reginald F. Lewis Museum has this wonderful show right now.
So what, sort of in a nutshell, how would you assess Lawrence's importance, his influence, his significance in the panoply of American art?
Well, inside the canon of American art, Jacob Lawrence is up there at the top. He was definitely one of the most prolific painters of the 20th century, and we definitely like to refer to him as an American painter. Of course, he was an African American, but he was an American painter, and he was very fortunate to receive a lot of his notoriety very early on in his career. I mean, he was 21 years old when he was part of an exhibition here at the Baltimore Museum of Art.
That was back in 1939, a long time back.
When he created 42 works that were dedicated to the life of Toussaint Louverture. And by the time he turned 23, that's when he really had a national attention and audience with his 60-panel Migration series.
60 panels.
I mean, 60 works of art.
And there's an awful lot of it right here in this exhibition. I mean, you've got a big chunk of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We do. This particular exhibition, entitled Maryland Collects Jacob Lawrence, features 50 works of his. Now, these are all fine art prints. These are works on paper. So somewhere between the mid to late 70s, Jacob Lawrence was reintroduced, if you will, to the art of printmaking. And part of a resurgence to his career, he had an opportunity to go back and look at some of the works that he had done early on in his career and recreate these in fine art prints. And that's what is in this particular exhibition.
How did you, does the museum own most of these, or did you have to, I mean, you say that the title of the show is Maryland Collects. Did you go to various collectors around the country to borrow the works that they
had? We did, actually. All of the pieces in this particular exhibition are on loan. So you have to come by and see it before the exhibition closes, because you'll never see this body of work all in one place again. Uh-huh. Maryland Collects actually is a new initiative by the museum. So we're going to start doing more collector series type shows. And with this one, we started off with Jacob Lawrence because, one, it was right at the time period to deal with or acknowledge the anniversary.
Yeah, the 100th birthday,
anniversary,
right,
of his birth. And since he was such a well-known 20th century artist, this gave us that opportunity to showcase his work.
This Toussaint Louverture series, mm-hmm. He's the great leader of the Haitian slave revolt. You have a big chunk of that series. I mean, it's three quarters of the whole series
we
is
do.
All on display at the same time here in this show.
Correct. Actually, of the actual paintings that he did early on, or late in the 1930s, where it's 42 works, 41 works. Now, the fine art prints of that series, 15 of those panels were chosen and created as fine art pieces. And we actually have 12 of those 15 in this exhibition. And one of the wonderful things about Lawrence and the Toussaint series, Lawrence was known as a narrative painter and storyteller. So a lot of the works that he created for the multiple series, such as the Migration series and the Toussaint L'Ouverture, the Frederick Douglass series, the Harriet Tubman, as well as John Brown, he also created narrative passages that went accompanied the pieces themselves. And he himself was a historian, so he did all the research he possibly could on these individuals and brought those stories to life, not only in on his canvases, but in words as well.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. My guest is Charles Bethay. He is the curator and the director of collections and exhibition at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. We're talking about the Jacob Lawrence Show, Maryland Collects Jacob Lawrence, which is at the Lewis Museum. Were there other artists contemporary to Jacob Lawrence who were doing series? I'm interested that he chose to do series. He didn't just do a painting of Toussaint L'Ouverture. He did a whole run of them. What was his affection, you think, for doing, you know, groups of paintings on a particular subject?
Well, actually, that's an easier one to address. One of the reasons why he wanted to do narrative series as growing up in Harlem, as a young African-American male going to school, he was realizing that he was not being taught American history in a way that included African-Americans, in a particular way of either success or positive contributions to the country. So what he wanted to do is create a series of work that dealt with African-American history, American history as a whole, and be able to start to tell those other sides of the story dealing specifically with African Americans.
And he alights upon themes, doesn't he? I mean, family and that kind of thing. He groups them around various themes that are part of African American culture.
Oh, absolutely. There are things that he created in that are multiplicative throughout his series. Now, we already mentioned some of the works that dealt with specific individuals in history, but he also kept a theme of building. And he utilized various images of tools and ladders and so forth, which he had an affinity for because he just loved hand tools and their simplicity of them and what they actually meant and how they can transform something from nothing into something miraculous in this growth. So he started to utilize images of tools and so forth in his paintings as metaphors for building community, building and sustaining life.
What can you tell us about what kind of guy he was? Do you have an insight into his personality? Was he gregarious? Was he one of those, you know, quiet, brooding artiste types?
No, he was actually a very well-loved, well-respected, and easily approachable individual. And, you know, one of my things that I can say at this point in time, I had an opportunity to meet him when I was in graduate school.
Cool.
And again, very approachable. I mean, he was almost like your grandfather that had those stories that he always wanted to tell you and so forth. And everything that came out of his mouth, it was something that was completely enlightening, something that touched you in a particular way, no matter what he was talking about, be it history or politics or art or what have you. He was just that infectious of a person.
But he was famous as can be.
Yes, he was.
But he doesn't sound to me like he's the kind of guy that was walking around saying, "Hi, I'm a famous painter."
No. I mean, actually, you know, if he were still alive and 100 years old, I think he would be the type that you would see walking down the street and at your local store, your grocery store, just hanging out.
Yeah, cool. Well, I hope folks make a decision to hang out at the Lewis Museum and check out this exhibition. Thanks for coming by and talking about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Charles Bethay, he's the chief curator and director of collections and exhibitions at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. Charles Bethay. I'm always saying Bethay, and this is wrong. Charles Bethay. And he's our good friend at the Lewis. The works of the renowned painter Jacob Lawrence will be on display at the Lewis Museum until January 7th. The museum is hosting several events in celebration of what would have been his 100th birthday. Day tomorrow, author Lawrence P. Jackson of Johns Hopkins is going to discuss his biography of the legendary writer Chester B. Himes. So we'll have a link to all the information about all the events on our website, wipr.org/ Midday, we want to thank Marie-Louise Bistro for lunch today. They're located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at marie-louise-bistro-catering.com. That's it for us today. Coming up on Monday, the author and political commentator Van Jones joins me to talk about his new book, Beyond the Messy Truth, How We Came Apart, How We Come Together. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, Kathleen Cahill produced the program. Austin Coughlin wrote the music. We are grateful for a production assistant from Sienna Greaves. We are grateful to you for hanging out with us here on Midday today and every day. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.